It has been 5 months since the first COVID-19 vaccines were administered in Arizona. And in that time, more than 3 million people in our state have been immunized. But some communities are getting vaccinated in higher numbers than others. As KJZZ's Catherine Davis-Young reports, Latino vaccination rates in Arizona continue to lag behind.
At Mountain Park Health Center in Phoenix's Maryvale neighborhood, Ivan Tapia and his wife are waiting for their second doses of COVID-19 vaccines. They brought along their baby daughter. She's the reason Tapia wanted to get vaccinated. He was sick with the virus for 3 weeks last summer.
I felt like I don't want to go through that. You know, I got sick again and I cannot take care of my baby. So I'd rather get the shot.
Tapia says most of his family has gotten immunized, but that's not the case for many Latino families. This part of West Phoenix has some of the lowest vaccination rates in Maricopa County, and statewide, Latinos are vaccinated at a lower rate than any other racial or ethnic group. Nearly 44% of Arizonans have gotten shots. Among Latino Arizonans, it's just 18%. Dr. Joanna Andujar with Mountain Park Health wants more of her patients to get vaccinated because she's seen firsthand how hard COVID hit this community, especially last winter.
At that point, we were seeing about 50 a day to 60 a day.
Andujar says many of her patients don't have the luxury to stay home when sick.
People were missing a lot of work, and for the Maryvale population, that's huge to an extent that they lose their ability to stay in their houses and food supply.
So as soon as vaccines were available, Andujar started encouraging eligible patients to sign up. But outside her clinic, she thinks other options for getting vaccinated, like big state-run sites, are harder for her patients to navigate.
A lot of our community doesn't have a car. They have to depend on buses, public transportation, and walking here. And it's tough when they also have to work.
Nambi Nduga researches racial equity and health policy with the Kaiser Family Foundation. She says obstacles like transportation, language barriers, or internet access make differences.
Vaccine hesitancy is definitely a small factor, but access, from what we've seen, has played a much larger role.
There's a gap between white and Latino vaccination rates nationwide. Even so, Nduga says most other states have been more successful at immunizing Latinos than Arizona has. Kaiser Family Foundation research shows our state's 18% Latino vaccination rate is third lowest among states that record that data. Next door, in New Mexico and California, more than 30% of Latinos have had shots.
States that have focused on more targeted outreach, have had more culturally competent outreach mechanisms, have been more successful in reaching these populations.
Arizona's Health Department Director Dr. Kara Crist says the state is making efforts to reach lower-income Latino communities.
We are doing telephonic town halls in both English and Spanish. We are doing door-to-door canvassing, yard signs.
But months into Arizona's vaccine rollout, those efforts feel like an afterthought to Raquel Terran. She's a state representative whose district includes Maryvale.
Yes, there's been touches, but there has not been an intentional and significant investment to educate our community.
The first shots in Arizona were administered in mid-December. The state's vaccine registration website wasn't translated into Spanish until mid-February. And the state has prioritized its drive-through stadium vaccination sites. In January, the state even took vaccine doses back from some county health departments to give to state-run pods. Now, more than a quarter of all vaccines in Arizona have been administered at those sites. Tehran spent a day volunteering at one.
I will give credit to the fact that it was a well-run site, but the people that were coming in were not the people from my community.
Latinos make up more than 30% of Arizona's population, but they've been just 7% of people vaccinated at state pods. Tehran points out none of the big state sites are located in Maryvale. She says it was the same way early in the pandemic with diagnostic testing sites.
We should have taken those lessons and knew that those things were going to also come up with the vaccination process.
She says Arizona still needs to direct more money and manpower toward getting her community educated and immunized. Dr. Joanna Andujar thinks the demand is there. Even while thousands of appointments at state pods have gone unfilled in recent weeks, the little clinic at Mountain Park Health Center has stayed busy.
The more we have vaccinated, the more protected we are as a community.
For now, though, her community has a level of protection still far below wealthier, whiter parts of Arizona. Catherine Davis Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.